Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and good morning. Mr. President, fellow ministers, Madam Director General, Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the government of Brunei Darussalam, I congratulate you, Mr. President, in your election. Brunei Darussalam commends and fully supports the WHO in addressing the important theme for this year's assembly and in calling for continued strong commitment from the global community to ensure that health remains foremost in the next generation of the global development goals. Health is essential to determining the quality of life and well-being of people, and critical to the success and sustainability of overall development. Strong political commitment is a key factor in ensuring the achievement of global health goals. In this regard, Brunei Darussalam commends the WHO for successfully elevating important health initiatives such as the prevention and control of NCDs and elimination of HIV/AIDS. Such these have some become priority agenda of the United Nations for global action. However, other equally important health challenges, such as universal health coverage, emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases, and mental health should also be addressed. Brunei Darussalam has made a significant commitment to the care, protection and welfare of people suffering from mental disorders by finalizing new mental health legislation, which we intend to implement this year. To ensure the achievement of Brunei Darussalam's health vision together towards a healthy nation, we focus on multi-sectoral collaboration with inclusion of non-health sectors. National committees related to health have been established, such as the National Health Promotion Committee and National Committee on the Prevention and Control of NCDs, which include representatives from the government, civil societies, and private sectors. Health requires a whole of society and not just a whole of government approach. Health, once again, I would like to repeat, is everyone's responsibility and not just the responsibility of the health sector. In ensuring that health remains in the global development goals, it is crucial for the health sector to actively engage the non-health sector and all levels of society with evidence-based advocacy through health diplomacy, whilst continuing to be the champion of health-related matters. MDGs have provided a benchmark for all member states to achieve health-related goals, and indeed, there have been improvements. Brunei Darussalam has fulfilled the targets of the MDGs on health. This is the result of the highest political commitment, which has enabled accessibility, equitability, affordability, and quality healthcare through universal health coverage, emphasizing primary healthcare. Despite all the progress, the MDGs remains an unfinished agenda. As we are near 2015, there are still gaps that need to be addressed. Brunei Darussalam therefore continues to be committed to strengthening our healthcare system and improving the quality of our healthcare service delivery to a more focused, systematic, and holistic approach. And guiding us in facilitating this, Brunei Darussalam is in the process of preparing a comprehensive master plan of our health system and infrastructure, which is in the line with WHO recommendations. The outcome of the master plan will be a health system for the nation that will meet our future health needs and the sustainable and long-term far beyond 2015. Brunei Darussalam calls for the renewal of our commitment to strengthening primary healthcare, and hence I would like to welcome all member states here to attend the International Health Conference at Brunei Darussalam from the 19th to 22nd September this year. This conference with the theme Strengthening Primary Healthcare aims to provide an avenue for all healthcare professionals to share experiences, best practices, and knowledge. To conclude, Brunei Darussalam fully supports the WHO and the endeavor to maintain health in the post-2015 United Nations Development Goals. We appreciate and applaud WHO for your leadership and guidance and for the innovative approaches in moving forward towards attaining global health development goals. Let us all accelerate our efforts and escalate our commitments to achieve the common health goals for the benefit of all mankind. Thank you very much.